Thank you for calling the Dial a Story Hotline. This is Happy Endings by Margaret Atwood. John and Mary meet. What happens next? If you want a happy ending, try A. A. John and Mary fall in love and get married. They both have worthwhile jobs, which they find stimulating and challenging. They both buy a charming house. Real estate values go up. Eventually, when they can't afford a live-in help, they have two children, to whom they are devoted. The children turn out well. John and Mary have stimulating and challenging sex lives and worthwhile friends. They go on fun vacations together. They retire. They both have hobbies, which they find stimulating and challenging. Eventually, they die. This is the end of the story. B. Mary falls in love with John, but John doesn't fall in love with Mary. He merely uses her body for selfish pleasure and ego gratification of a tepid kind. He comes to her apartment twice a week, and she cooks dinner for him. You'll notice that he doesn't consider her worth the price of a dinner out. After he's eaten dinner, they have sex. After that, he falls asleep, while she does the dishes so he won't think she's untidy. Having all those dirty dishes lying around, and puts on fresh lipstick so she'll look good when he wakes up. But when he wakes up, he doesn't even notice. He puts on his socks and his shorts and his pants and his shirt and his tie and his shoes. The reverse order from the one in which he took them off. He doesn't take off Mary's clothes. She takes them off herself. She acts as if she's dying for it every time. Not because she likes sex exactly. She doesn't, but she wants John to think that she does, because if they do often enough, surely he'll get used to her. He'll come to depend on her, and they will get married. But John goes out the door with hearty so much a good night, and 3 days later, he turns up at 6 o'clock, and they do the whole thing over again. Mary gets run down. Crying is bad for your face. Everyone knows that, and so does Mary, but she can't stop. People at work will notice. Her friends tell her John is a rat, a pig, a dog. He isn't good enough for her. But she can't believe it. Inside John, she thinks, is another John, who is much nicer. This other John will emerge, like a butterfly from a cocoon. A John from a box. A pit from the prune. If the first John is only squeezed enough. One evening, John complains about the food. He has never complained about her food before. Mary is hurt. Her friends tell her they've seen him in the restaurant with another woman, whose name is Madge. It's not even Madge who finally gets to Mary. It's the restaurant. John has never taken Mary to a restaurant. Mary collects all the sleeping pills and aspirins she can find, and takes them and half a bottle of sherry. You can see what kind of woman she is. You can see what kind of woman she is by the fact that it's not even whiskey. She leaves a note for John. She hopes he'll discover her and get her to the hospital in time, repent, and they can get married. But this fails to happen, and she dies. John marries Madge, and everything continues, as in A. That was Happy Endings by Margaret Atwood. For previous Dial-A-Stories, visit the archive, kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.